probably joining us just as we're starting the conversation. I always like these audio booths to be nice and casual, so you know who I am. I'm CJ at PCM Creative, and today I'm at the Mozilla Jelly, which has been organised by At Kindred HQ, and I'm here with
Alex Butler, and I'm one of the people behind Kindred HQ. We're a community of, we like to call us free agents, people who are sort of getting to grips with working outside the constructs of kind of what I put in inverted commas normal organisations. So some of us have worked in, you know, big companies and small companies, or companies full stop, and I've certainly freelanced before in my career. I'm kind of too old to tell you really now, but it's not the first time I've done it. But this time I've noticed a real difference in...
So this is in the last sort of 10 years, isn't it?
That yeah, you've... yeah. So the last time I freelanced was back in about 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely freelancing was something that you did in between proper jobs. Because there was always a sense that, you know, it was kind of a stopgap, that you were going to be doing something else that would, you know, bring you the normal employment benefits and whatever. But if you're anything like me, that you often find that you sort of get into these things and within about 2 years you've fallen out of love with it, haven't you? Because all of that benefit that you get from working for an employer actually brings with it all the rubbish side of it, the office politics, the having to be there even when you for, you know, creative people like us, I think that's a real bind.
And this is really awkward. I wasn't expecting to be quite so live around here, so yes. I think whilst we continue talking, shall we move over to a quieter sofa?
Yes, we can. It's good that there's all this buzz going
it
around.
Is I love to have buzz in the background, but I think sometimes you get their conversation and that might be a little bit obtrusive for them if they then listen. Here we sit at the bar.
Yes. Now, you won't be able to see this on the other side of the audio booth, but it's very orange here.
It is, isn't it?
We're in the splendid surroundings of Mozilla's new London office. They've only been open in St Martin's Lane about 3 or 4 weeks, and we've been very lucky there. They've asked us to... come and see what we think about their new space. And basically, if you know anything about the Mozilla guys, they're the open web people behind Firefox browser. I'm a big fan of Firefox. Not everybody is, but I am. And we thought that they shared a lot of the same kind of values and aspirations that we do at Kindred HQ, really, which is kind of, if you take all of the things that people are used to thinking about in terms of, you know, the way that they work in, quote, normal organisations, and you challenge all of those things and you say, so take offices, for example. Why do you have to have a desk in one place? Why do you even need a desk? Actually, really, when it boils down to it, you need something to do your... You know, you need a laptop of one sort or another. You need a Wi-Fi point. And
the Wi-Fi point has developed, but I think a lot of people... I mean, I know when I first started freelancing, after coming out of a previous career, I was used to hot desking.
Yes.
And going into an office where they didn't have that concept, they were amazed I was able to pick up and put down and work anywhere I was, and that was before computers.
Yes.
And now you can have your Dropbox and your Chrome synchronised.
Yeah, exactly.
You can take your laptop and you can set up anywhere.
You can.
I think one of the things that a comment that I really loved on the video, you've done a lovely video to introduce what Kindred HQ is about.
In the cinema.
It's great. Is that I think you said you can now feed your soul.
Yes.
And I think people who are now going into freelance, who have got a creative vision, or they've been working for an agency, and they don't want to set up in business on their own, they want to continue working collaboratively.
Yes.
It is about listening to your soul, isn't it?
It is, and I think, you know, I don't know, I used to think it was an age thing, but I'm not convinced now because I've seen it really doesn't have anything to do with age. We have all sorts of people who have really engaged with this kind of community as an idea. That sense that really there isn't any excuse to sit to stick to that kind of slightly old-fashioned way of doing things. I mean, to be honest, actually, in the creative industries, there's a really strong culture and heritage of freelancing.
I love different spaces as well. I mean, I will plan in my office, but then I love to go and blog in a particular coffee shop because I like the light, or there's a buzz in another environment. Yeah. And don't you do that now?
Don't you just love the way that you'll go and sit in a coffee shop and randomly somebody might, you know, say, what are you up to? Or you get into conversations that you wouldn't get in an office. I actually find them far more productive when I come to a jelly or an event like this, where it's just 20 random people coming together. Today we've had writers, developers, web designers, people who are kind of mobile developers. I mean, we've got quite a few developers today. There's a guy there who works for a not-for-profit creative consultancy that is all about kind of promoting other people's work and getting funding for creative work. So, you know, there's all sorts of really kind of interesting people, you know, consultants. And I've seen at least two or three new bits of business and collaboration starting to happen around it.
Brilliant.
And, you know, now that might not have happened if we hadn't, you know, brought everybody together. So the potential for this, we call ourselves the freestyle economy because we actually think that this is a much bigger movement than it's given credit for.
Yeah.
You know, we're still using terms like employed or unemployed, and it's really difficult to quantify this bit in the middle, which is
In the entertainment industry it's called resting.
Yes.
And of course that in itself has kind of been phased out because it's seen as being lazy, and a lot of actors that aren't working or performance creatives end up saying they're unemployed.
Yes.
But you, all the way through my career as a creative, you can't work.
Yes.
You've got to have a point where you refill your batteries and you look at what creativity is going on and what other people are doing. And that is an important phase.
Maybe you just do something completely different. I mean, you know, somebody that I know who came along to one of these events is an actor. He's a pilot, and he's a GP. Now, you know, I'm not sure that most of us would have that kind of that scope of things, but you know, most of us are doing more than one thing.
Mm.
So, I mean, I find it quite difficult when people say to me, "What do you do?" You
kind of
what feeds my soul.
Yeah, yeah, and as a creative.
Yeah.
So, there's two venues this has been taking place in.
Yes. So we have a weekly jelly at the Centre for Creative Collaboration over at King's Cross. They're actually moving to bigger premises soon, and we'll be going with them. Then we've just started today at Mozilla. Our aspiration is to actually take this format into organisations. So what we really like to do is get other brands and larger organisations
to open up a space
for the day.
Yeah, that would brilliant, you know, absolutely brilliant.
Because that's a way of us bringing, you know, freelance a diverse freelance base into an organisation.
Yeah.
You know, what's not to like about that? Hopefully some you know, work will come out of it for people.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, I'm going to wrap it up here because we're going on for the audience. Normally I'd ask what's the best way to contact you, but I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say to people, if you want to contact Kindred HQ, go on Twitter, Kindred HQ, at message them. They'll message you back. I know I did that. I looked at the website and just really liked the ethic that they were pursuing. One message on Twitter and they were straight back inviting me to take part and telling me to go look at the website, which tells you how you can get involved. So, Alex, thank you so very much.
No problem.
And I do hope to be coming down to some more of your kindred jellies.
Hope to see some of your members soon.
Yeah.